This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:18 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Cam. And our next story is about a news item that has been all over the place today, including in our own bulletins. And it looks at the Yang di-Pertuan Agong's advice to all MPs to support Budget 2021 for the well-being of the people and to heal the economy following the pandemic.
He also wished to reiterate to lawmakers should put an end to political bickering. The statement, which came from the Comptroller of the Royal Household, Ahmad Fadil Shamsuddin, also said that the Agong had been briefed on the budget this morning by the Prime Minister.
So I think the question here, and this is something that has been pretty consistent in terms of the messaging from the palace, right? They have always said that there is a need to put the rakyat first, that politicking should be put aside, that Budget 2021 is crucial in order to ensure that frontliners, as we just heard from the DG, are getting the kind of support that they need. And nobody wants the government to shut down in such a crucial time. And I think we're all in agreement with that. I doubt that you could find a single person who would disagree. What I'm interested in is the difference between this being advice and this being a decree or a sort of an official directive.
Unprecedented times keep getting more unprecedented with every day. This is indeed what a lot of people are saying. Everybody's saying it's the politics. Clearly, we witness with the Sabah elections that it can be dangerous in this time. And yet at the same time, we also find ourselves... Well, this is a constitutional issue, is it not? So we need to ask questions and find out, what does this mean?
So to do that with us, on the line is constitutional lawyer Lim Wei Jet. Wei Jet, thank you for joining us. So to those questions, can we get some clarification as to whether this statement from the King is advice or an official decree, and is there a distinction?
In my view, it is more of a statement or an advice rather than an official decree. I hesitate to use the term official decree because it connotates an executive order that has the force of law, which is certainly not the case in a constitutional monarchy like ours. When we formed together as a nation in 1957, we agreed on the system of a constitutional monarchy where the monarch is above politics and His Majesties are often not involved in the day-to-day political and administrative affairs of the country. And that is how we have lived for the past 50, 60 years quite successfully. So I would just like to caution that while this kind of statements and advice His Majesty is perfectly entitled to give because he is the symbol of unity in this country, but often constitutional monarchs stop short at calling for MPs or the people or the Prime Minister to move in a certain political direction. In other words, His Majesty's comments are often geared towards unity, togetherness, the prosperity of the country, rather than specific dictates of how politicians should act. So that is how a constitutional monarch should function in Malaysia.
Would the Agong statement have any bearing on how MPs will debate the budget? Many are asking if MPs are now expected to give their full support to it.
I think at the end of the day, the Agong is sincere and generally has the interests of the rakyat at heart, in the sense that he would want a budget to be pass in order for financial assistance to reach those who need it the most in this very difficult economic circumstances. But I don't think the King would suggest to MPs to, pass a budget carte blanche without any kind of critique or comment or debate in Parliament. I don't think His Majesty would definitely call for that. I think as MPs who have a constitutional duty to speak for their constituents in Parliament and to fight for the rights of their constituents in Parliament, an MP should also have the corresponding right to debate, comment, and push for a budget which reflects their aspirations. So what I would think the His Majesty is trying to call for is for all parties to sit down and to constructively agree on a budget in a bipartisan manner for the interests of the rakyat in this very special and unique times. I don't think we have seen before a time where, you know, we are in this such a dire financial circumstance and where there is a political deadlock. I think it definitely calls for all sides to sit together and come up with a way to move forward. And I think that is the thrust of His Majesty's statement. I don't think, I don't think that His Majesty would want MPs to just sit back and not debate and constructively engage with the government on the terms and specific parts of the budget.
So I also wanted to touch on something that's come up recently, which is the order of, you know, how Parliament runs. And with 16 motions of no confidence submitted to Dewan Rakyat Speaker Azhar Azizan Harun, and with the Prime Minister's ability to command a majority being questioned, should a vote of no confidence take precedence?
My view is that there is a constitutional convention to place the motion of no confidence as a matter of priority to be debated and voted upon above all other bills, including the budget, in this parliamentary sitting. It is also my view that the Speaker definitely has the powers under the standing orders of Parliament to prioritise a motion of no confidence for MPs to debate and vote upon. Unfortunately, that is not the case, and it is unlikely that it will be table or surface in this current parliamentary sitting, and it's unfortunate that we have not been able to witness this. It is an important part and parcel of parliamentary democracy for this motion to be tabled, because the mandate for the Prime Minister and his cabinet to govern this country lies in the support of MPs in Parliament. And if there is no mandate, then there is an illegitimate government. And so this government, for their own sake, should have the opportunity to prove to the rakyat out there that they do have the support of the majority of MPs in Parliament.
We've seen postponements to Parliament sittings this year, partly due to political upheaval and then from COVID-19. And according to the palace's statement, the budget will be tabled, quote, in the near future. Is there a possibility that it will not take place as scheduled? What might determine a possible postponement?
Under our constitution, the Prime Minister definitely has the authority to advise the young Deputan Agong to prorogue or to postpone Parliament in the same way that Tan Sri Muhyiddin did earlier this year. But I don't think that it will happen for this current parliamentary sitting for the simple reason that the government has to pass budget 2021. Otherwise, there is no financial allocation for operation and in CAPEX purposes for the year 2021, and it will be disastrous to this country. So no, I don't think that this sitting will be postponed.
So one central question that has come up is, would the Prime Minister be obliged to resign should he fail to gain support for the upcoming budget?
There is a constitutional convention that if a government fails to, you know, pass an important bill or an important motion such as the budget in Parliament, then it is incumbent upon the Prime Minister to tender his resignation, because that is indicative that the majority of MPs in Parliament no longer have confidence on the government of the day. We have seen this happening to the Gladstone government in the 1880s in the UK, and also the Australian government in the 1940s. So if you look at Commonwealth countries in the past, it has happened before, and it is a constitutional convention. So it is not set in black and white. So there's no legal obligation per se for Tan Sri Muhyiddin to tender his resignation, but it is a parliamentary constitutional convention for him to do so.
What decisions would the Agong have to make if this were to happen?
Well, it depends on what Tan Sri Muhyiddin decides to do in the event that the budget is voted upon and he feels that there is a need to resign. So option one, he may call for the dissolution of parliament, in which case the Yang Tuan Agong has two options. The Yang Tuan Agong can accept the request and dissolve parliament to pave way for a general election, or the Yang Tuan Agong can reject the request for dissolution of parliament and instead elect another MP whom His Majesty believes commands the confidence of the majority of MPs to become Prime Minister. Or Tan Sri Muhyiddin's second option would be just to merely resign, and that will pave way for the Yang Tuan Agong to begin the process of selecting a new Prime Minister among an MP whom His Majesty believes commands the confidence of the majority of the Dewan Rakyat.
Wei Jet, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening. That was constitutional lawyer Lim Wei Jet weighing in on the Agong's call for MPs to stop politicking and ensure that Budget 2021 is approved without interruption. And I think just giving us a little bit of context as to what that would entail. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.